New York PSC denies NIPA CleanPath transmission priority status, written by Vincent Gabriel and read by an automated voice. The New York Public Service Commission has denied the New York Power Authority's petition to grant the CleanPath New York Transmission Project priority status, finding that the utility did not demonstrate it would relieve congestion.
Instead, the PSC said, NIPA relied on a recitation of the state's future needs for renewable generation and the presence of a significant amount of proposed projects in the New York ISO interconnection queue to justify designating the project as a priority transmission project, or PTP.
NIPA does not provide any evidence of existing congestion and does not even meet the standard for establishing a need to unbottle renewable resources, the PSC wrote in its August 14th ruling. This approach overlooks the PSC's emphasis in its criteria for identifying PTPs on the need to unbottle existing generation, and therefore misses the mark.
The PSC noted that recent New York ISO studies and the coordinated grid planning process do not show CleanPath being needed expeditiously.
It cited the ISO's 2023-2042 system and resource outlook, which found that CleanPath would reach only 47% utilization by 2040. Even if we assume the project is technically capable of meeting future needs, designating it as a PTP now would mean charging ratepayers for transmission facilities that will not begin conducting significant amounts of generation until a point in the future that may be two decades away, the PSC wrote. CleanPath originally was an $11 billion project that included transmission and renewable generation components. In 2024, NIPA terminated CleanPath's renewable energy certificate by mutual agreement with the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority. In February 2025, it submitted an updated petition for the transmission portion that came in about $5.2 billion. The PSC found that CleanPath could not be justified as a near-term solution to the ongoing reliability issues affecting New York City because NIPA petition did not identify any new renewable generation that would be delivered through it. The record does not show that the project will deliver significant amounts of generation output to the New York City grid until the 2040s, the PSC wrote. If reliability issues arise in the 2030-2035 time frame, the project would not provide a solution. The project would have included 178 miles of HVDC line between upstate New York and Queens. The PSC broadly agreed with NIPA that new transmission is necessary but that projects based on generation to be built in the future do not rise to the same urgency as unbottling existing generation. The Commission also rejected NIPA's argument that the existing planning processes take too long to develop a solution to New York's reliability issues.